Well, good morning, Friendship Church. I hope you've had a fantastic week leading up to this, but if not, we'll start a new one for you. It should be a good morning today. We are in week two of our series entitled The Way of Wisdom. If you're not a regular part of Friendship Church, what we're doing is we're actually reading through the book of Proverbs, which is written by a guy named Solomon. Solomon was the son of King David, who was known as the greatest king of the nation of Israel, and his son Solomon became king. And when he became king, the Bible says that God came to him in a dream and a vision. He says, listen, Solomon, I'll give you anything that you ask for. And so Solomon thought about it, and he said, God, give me wisdom because I want to be a good leader. I want to be able to lead my people. I want to be able to lead my kingdom well. And so God, in response to that, said, not only will I give you wisdom, but because what you asked for was not out of selfish desire to further yourself, I will give you everything else. I will give you wisdom, but I also give you power. I will give you fame. I will give you wealth. I will give you notoriety. I will give you these things because your desire was to do that which is best for those around you and be the type of leader that God called you to be. And so Solomon, now we know, is the wisest, richest, most likely, most powerful man that ever lived because that God gave him these things. So Solomon, being a wise guy, decided that he would write down all of these thoughts that he had specifically for his son. In fact, if you are reading the book of Proverbs along with us, by the way, there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. There are 31 days in the month of August, and so that's how we're doing it. So whatever day you're on, that's the proverb you read, and it's something that you can actually do for the rest of your life and continue to learn through that, because the proverbs are sayings, teachings, things that for each and every one of us. And as you begin to read Proverbs chapter 1, he begins talking specifically to his son. He wanted his son to become wise like he was. So he recorded them all for them, and God has preserved them for each and every one of us to read and understand and learn from so that we as well can be wise. Now, last week we talked about wise and what it means to be wise, and our big idea last week was this. The wise are people who receive instruction. In other words, they accept it and they learn from experience. They receive the teachings of others, they receive understanding, but then they also learn from their experience, and they also learn from the experiences of others. And we talked about wisdom because sometimes we think of wisdom as this thing, right? And it's a moment in time that we become wise. We're going through life, and then all of a sudden, boom, we've become wise. You know, somebody gives us a sticker to put on our driver's license and says, hey, you're wise. And we don't realize that wisdom is actually something that we have to pursue day in and day out. Our working definition for wisdom is this. Wisdom is the ability to take understanding and experience and apply it to the decisions that we make. That's wisdom. So every time you have a decision to make, such as your alarm went off this morning, and you looked at your clock, you heard that it was raining and gloomy and miserable, or as Winnie the Pooh would say, mibber-whir, outside, you made a choice, and the wise choice was to turn your alarm off and get out of bed and take a shower, hopefully, and come to church this morning. And so that's the decision that you make. And the Bible says that as you continue to pursue wise decisions, you become wiser. So the book of Proverbs lays out four different characters. We talked about the wise last week. The wise is someone that learns from experience and receives instructions. Today we're talking about the simple. Now, depending upon the translation of the Bible that you're using, the term could be naive, inexperienced, impetuous, somebody who makes decisions out of emotions. That's what the Bible calls a simple person. Now, when we think, if somebody goes, hey, you're simple, we don't receive that as a compliment. That's not something that we're like, we put on our Facebook, hey, I'm so-and-so, the father's so-and-so, and I'm simple. We just don't do that because that's not a compliment. But it's not as bad of a compliment, it's not as bad of a statement back then as it was today. Because the idea of simple means you just don't know what you don't know. You ever met people that don't know what they don't know? They're usually called teenagers. Just saying, right? I have them. I've been one. I was there. In fact, I chuckled when I was in college. One of our professors told us what the word sophomore means. Do you know what the word sophomore means? It's literally two Latin words that have been squished together. The word soph means wise. S-O-P-H means wise. The word more means moron or fool. So basically, if you're a sophomore, you're a wise fool. You know enough to get yourself in a lot of trouble. So that's the idea of that. And so we think that way, right? We're simple sometimes in our thinking. And the problem is that the Bible says that if you stay simple, If you don't move towards the path of wisdom, then what ends up happening is a simple person turns into a fool. So you have to make the decision intentionally to move towards wisdom and making wise decisions, or else you'll find yourself on the path of the fool. So the simple, this is the big idea for today. It's this. The simple don't know and haven't learned from experience. The simple don't know and haven't learned from experience. Now, I skipped a verse. We're going to come back to that here in just a second. I'm freaking Chuck out in the back there because I bounced around on him. But this idea is this. Now, look at this and think about this. The simple don't know. Now, it doesn't mean that they're stupid. It just simply means that they just don't know it yet. You just don't know what you don't know. And then the last part of it is that they haven't learned from experience. The reason they haven't learned from experience is because they've not experienced it yet. They've not gone through life to where they know what they don't know. And they're able to make decisions based upon past experiences, so they don't have those. So I'll just challenge you today, if you are young, I would challenge you, even if you are in your 30s or 40s, I would challenge you, there are things in your life that you have not yet experienced. And if you are not wise, like we talked about last week, and you don't rely on those who are, you know, 10 years your senior, who have had more experiences than you, to ask them questions, hey, what do you think about? Then you are literally making a decision that is a simple-minded decision, because you're not choosing to be wise. Now, the passage that we're going to use for the next 3 weeks, because it lays out all three of these characters we're going to talk about, the simple, the fool, which we'll talk about next week, and the mocker or the scorner, which we'll talk about the following week, is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. And the writer of Proverbs says this, "How long will you simpletons insist on being simple-minded?" Believe it or not, there are some people who would rather walk through life in naivety, in simpleness, not wanting to learn, not wanting to understand, than deal with life. Because life's hard, isn't it? Life's difficult. It's not easy. There are people out there who want to deceive you. There are people out there that want to undermine you. There are people out there that want to manipulate you. There are things and schemes and all those type of things that if you are not aware of and you don't have some wisdom in you, you're going to get caught up in and you're going to get twisted. And we've all been there, right? You made a foolish decision because you were simple and you ended up getting yourself in trouble. And so the writer says, listen, you have a choice. You don't have to stay simple-minded. You can begin to apply wisdom in your decisions and begin down that road, down that path of wisdom. Then it continues, says, how long will you mockers relish or enjoy your mocking? And how long will you fools hate knowledge? And we'll talk about those two for the next couple of weeks. But the idea of the simple-minded is the simple-minded, they just don't know and they haven't yet learned from experience. So what I want to do today, I want to challenge you to be able to choose to go down the path of wisdom. A simple person or a person who is making decisions based on simple things, because remember, wisdom isn't a one-time thing. It's not a stamp that you get. It's every decision that you make. And maybe some of you make 90% wise decisions, but sometimes you allow the simpleness of your heart to creep in and you make a simple decision. Sometimes we do it based on our emotions. Have you ever made a decision based on emotions? Anyone? Not taking your time to look through the process, not taking your time to discern, that's a simple decision. Have you ever made a decision just because you felt like it was the right decision to make? You didn't do any research, you didn't do any knowledge, you didn't do anything, and that's a simple decision. The problem is, the more simple decisions that you make, the closer you get to living like a fool. So the Bible puts it this way, Proverbs chapter 8. And the writer Solomon spends the entire time in Proverbs chapter 8, and if you've been reading through, you read Proverbs 8, man, it is full of stuff, full of understanding about who wisdom is. And in Proverbs 8, Solomon basically creates the person of wisdom. Instead of wisdom being this ethereal, unbodied thing that we can't really understand or grasp, he says, listen, let's make it into a person so that you can look at it and understand it. And wisdom is a person that wants to have a relationship with you. Wisdom wants to teach you. Wisdom wants you to learn from them. Wisdom wants to protect you. And so in Proverbs chapter 8, he begins to create this person. Because here's the thing. If you are making simple-minded decisions, you're at a crossroads. You can either go the way of wisdom or the way of the fool. And so that is where we find the person of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Listen to wisdom, call out. Here is understanding, raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. See, the thing is, sometimes we feel like wisdom is something we can't obtain. Wisdom is something that's way out there. Wisdom is something that's just beyond our grasp. But the reality is that God has placed wisdom right in front of you. God has placed the ability to make wise decisions right in front of you. It's standing literally right there waiting for you to engage it so that you can make wise instead of simple decisions. Yet so many people continue to allow the simpleness of their mind or the singleness of their mind to rule their decision making. It continues. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud, "I call to you, to all of you, I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, please use good judgment." Do you see the desire that God has placed in here through Solomon? He says, listen, don't miss wisdom. Don't stay simple. Don't allow those things to rule your decision making. Because if you remain simple, you leave yourself open to all sorts of attacks. And I want to give you three things that will happen today if we stay simple. First one is this. If we stay simple, we remain vulnerable. If we stay simple, we remain vulnerable. The writer Solomon puts it this way in Proverbs 22:3. A sensible person sees danger, and what do? They take cover. Like, a hailstorm is coming. I'm going inside. Okay, that they take cover. Like, this is not a good idea. I love Indiana thunderstorms, but I'm not going to stand out in an Indiana thunderstorm with an iron rod like this because that's dumb. You're waiting, you're asking to just get zapped because that's just the way it is. We understand that from experience, you don't do that thing. But then he finishes this, he says, but the inexperienced keep going, and they're what? They're punished. Because of the decision that they make, because they're not looking down the road, they don't see the danger coming, so they just keep going forward, thinking that everything is fine, and then all of a sudden, whack! A big old hail hits him in the head. Whatever, you know, whatever it is. You see, that's what he says. He says, listen, if you're wise, if you're making wise decisions, you don't make decisions just based upon where you are in the moment. You don't make decisions just based upon looking at your feet. You ever walked I'm sure you have. I mean, I have. I've about knocked people over. You're walking in the mall or maybe on the road, and you see somebody walking towards you, but they're not looking at you. They're looking down. And what are they looking at? Their phones. You just want to slap the phone out of their hand, right? You know, and they walk right at you, and you're like, and you just stand there, and you wait for them to look up, but they don't, and they end up running into you or the wall or out into the road or whatever the case may be, and you're like, come on, pay attention. That is a perfect illustration of a person who's making decisions based upon the simpleness of mind or singleness of mind or their emotions. They are wrapped up in that one thing, and they don't think about how the choices that they're going to make are going to have consequences down the road. And so it leaves them vulnerable. It leaves them open to further attack. It leaves them open to further damage. Now here's the thing. God doesn't promise to protect us to the point where we will never have problems in our life. But God desires to wrap his arms around us, to put his wing over us, to protect us from the things that we don't need to go through. But a person who continues to make decisions based upon the simpleness or the singleness or the emotions of their mind continues to put themselves in vulnerable positions that God never intended them to be in the first place. So if we stay simple, we remain vulnerable. The second thing that happens is if we stay simple, we remain gullible. If we stay simple, we remain gullible. Don't point, don't look at her, do one of these things. But have you ever met someone that's just like unbelievably gullible? I mean, you could say, listen, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn. I'll set it to you for $100 right now. And they're like, sweet, I've always wanted a bridge. Because they just believe anything that anyone says. It doesn't matter how many times they've been burned. It doesn't matter how many times they've been swindled. It doesn't matter how many times they've been cheated. They still just believe things. And they say things like this. Well, people are basically at their core good. My response is, really? Who? point to them. I'd like to have a conversation with them, because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're all born sinners, desperately wicked. That's what the Bible says. And yet we walk through life, and people who are simple walk through life because they have a desire to believe. They have a desire to want to accept what anyone and everyone says. And so they're constantly gullible, and they can't understand why they constantly get their feelings hurt, why they constantly are deceived, why they constantly lose out. And instead of learning from experience, which the wise do, they continue down this road and they move closer towards being a fool. The Bible says this, Proverbs 14, 15, only simpletons believe everything they're told. Only those who have that simple or singleness or emotional mindset believe everything that they're told. They just glom onto it because they want to believe that it's true. The back part of that says, but the prudent carefully consider their steps. They carefully consider their steps. Before they jump into a relationship, before they jump into an agreement, before they say that they'll do something or not do something, they ask questions. If you do not ask questions, you are playing the simple-minded person. You're just accepting everything that's being told to you as true. And sometimes people deceive you, but they don't do it on purpose. They're giving you the information that they think that you need, but you need more information to make a better decision. And if you do not ask those questions, if you do not carefully consider the decisions or the steps that you're making, you're remaining simple. And if you remain simple, you will stay gullible. The third thing that happens if we remain simple is this. If we stay simple, we remain ignorant. Now, I know it's kind of a slam that people use all the time. You're ignorant. That's not really what we're talking about here. You know, it's not like a slam. It's like you just don't have the knowledge. It would be like if you came up to me and said, hey, I've got this calculus homework, and I'd like you to show me how to do it. I would look at you and say, I am ignorant. I don't know how to do that. I have no knowledge on that subject whatsoever. I know how to spell calculus, and I could buy you a calculus calculator, but that is it. That's all the understanding that I have. So therefore, I'm ignorant on that subject. I don't have the knowledge or the understanding. And so because of that, if I make decisions, if I try to do your calculus homework, guess what grade you will get on your calculus homework? You're like, no, you might get one right. No, zero. That's what I will get. And so you will get the grade that I deserve because you asked me to do your homework, and that's really kind of foolish. And so the Bible kind of puts it this way, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 18, the simple inherit folly. It's just given to them. You keep making simple decisions, you're going to be ignorant. If you keep making decisions out of ignorance and lack of understanding and lack of knowledge, guess what? You will inherit, you will become a fool. But then notice what it says. It says, but the prudent or the wise are crowned with knowledge. You have that knowledge because you asked the questions, because you dug in, because you didn't want to leave any stone unturned that was possible to be able to do that. Now, I want to share with you, I didn't share this with the first service. I didn't think about it until after the first service was over with. But so that you are aware that yes, I'm a human being and I do make mistakes, I thought I would share with you a simple decision that I made yesterday. I was doing some work on my daughter's car. We're changing the oil, some different things. I was waiting for all that to get done. And I thought to myself, I am going to go out and take my brand new weed whacker, 28 cc's of two-cycle engine. It's got a big blade on the front of that sucker so I can take things down. There is no stone guard on that thing because I don't need a stone guard. And I swatched out the bottom to have the string, you know, the string that's got the two little plastic stringy things, and I had one on either side. And when I cranked that puppy up, I'm like, man, that is powerful. I've never used it before. It's brand new. I'm like, this thing is powerful. This thing can, like, whew, man. And so I decided that I am going to go and just do some extra trimming. We had some people coming over, and so I'm going to trim some things up just to make sure. I had shorts on. Now, I have weed whacked before with our little Black & Decker lithium power thing, and like every once in a while, I'll throw a stick back at you or something, but it's no big deal. This is not a little Black & Decker lithium thing. This thing is gas-powered, and I'm pretty sure that if I held it up, it would pull me up off of the ground if I had a propeller on it. Well, along the side of our entrance, there are these little, or not little, they're fairly large rocks, but they have little tiny stones that start to break off on them. Well, did you know that a weed whacker that's got 28 cc's of power with two cycles and uses engine gas and weed things, that it can throw stones this size back at your legs really, 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 really fast? I know that now. And you know what I'm never going to do again? I'm never going to use that weed whacker in shorts. In fact, as I got done, my wife walks out and literally my legs from here to there were green. It was beautiful. And she said to me, "You're not coming inside, right?" So I washed off outside. But it was a simple decision because I didn't know. I was ignorant of the fact of what would happen. And so because of that, it was a simple decision. Now, if I did that, and then today I go home and I thought, you know what, I'd like to do some more weed whacking, and I threw on a pair of shorts, what would you call me? A fool. You're an idiot. Why? Because I have experience, but I didn't learn from it. You see, you can only remain simple for so long before you begin to be looked at and you begin to play the role of a fool. Proverbs chapter 8, where Solomon continues to talk about wisdom, and I want to read the rest of it, but I want to read it in a fashion that you understand that although Solomon is writing it, it's really God writing through Solomon, pleading to you to not continue to make simple decisions. It says this, "I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. If you follow me, you'll have good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. If you follow me, you'll be able to have the understanding that you need. You'll be able to look at a situation and discern what's going on. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance and corruption and perverse speech." If you're involved in those things, then you are on the path of a fool. It's common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Skipping down to verse 17. "I love all who love me. Those who search will find me. I have riches and honor and wealth as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages are better than silver. I walk in righteousness in paths of justice. Those who love me will inherit wealth and I will fill their treasuries." He says, listen, if you pursue me, if you stop being simple and you pursue the way of wisdom, then God's going to bless you with all these things. And you may go, well, does that mean physical wealth? Does that mean I'm going to be rich? Maybe. But in reality, he's talking about a much bigger picture than that. He's talking about every aspect and area of your life. You will be blessed by God because you choose the path of wisdom. And really, as you think about it, that just makes sense. You keep making stupid decisions. You keep making foolish decisions. You keep making simple decisions based upon your emotions. What is it going to get you? In trouble. He says, but if you start doing this, this will happen. And then he ends, verses 32 through 35, "And so, my children, listen to me, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord." You see, if we choose to remain simple, we stay vulnerable and gullible and ignorant, and we make our decisions accordingly. If I were to say, no, I'm going to choose to make this a wise decision, then you begin to do what wise people do, what we talked about last week. You learn. You understand, you receive, you talk to those who have been there before. You do all those things. And if you begin to follow the path of wisdom instead of getting on the path of foolishness, then what happens is your vulnerability turns into protection. If you start making wise decisions, the Bible says that God covers you and protects you from those things that he never intended for you to experience, but because you continued to make simple or foolish or emotional decisions, it kept putting you in that position. God says, no more. I don't want you there. If you begin to follow the path of wisdom instead of the path of foolishness, you'll move from gullible to discerning. You won't go through life with everyone else always tricking you and undermining you and manipulating you. You'll be able to see through it because you go, no, this doesn't make sense. Something doesn't add up here. The Bible says that as we are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, we will be able to see and understand things that we've never learned because the Holy Spirit's going, don't do that. And later on, you look back and you go, man, I'm so glad I listened instead of being foolish and gullible. I responded to what the Holy Spirit was doing in my heart. And if you follow the path of wisdom instead of the path of foolishness, you'll move from ignorance to understanding. Being able to know what is right and what is wrong. Being know what is good versus what is evil and choose and follow accordingly. So my challenge to you today is maybe you've made some decisions out of that simple mind, that emotional mind, that singleness of mind where you're not paying attention to anything else. And so you made that decision. My challenge to you today is if it's a decision that you can reverse, do everything in your power to reverse it. Because if you continue on that path, you remain vulnerable, gullible, and ignorant. Maybe it's a decision you go, I can't change that decision. Then my challenge to you is from this point forward, every decision you make within that decision, choose to be wise. And here's what I have learned, and here's what the Bible teaches. Even if you're in a place where God didn't intend you to be, God can take anything that is in your life, and if you're willing to follow Him, He can turn it to your good and His glory. If you will start making wise decisions right where you are. Because God has called us to choose the way of wisdom instead of the way of folly. Father, we thank you so much. God, we are challenged because we all at different times in our lives have made decisions out of foolishness or gullibility or ignorance. And God, we sometimes have to live with those decisions. We sometimes just have to deal with the repercussions and move forward and pray for your grace to flow over our lives. And God, we know that you give it. But God, for those today maybe who have continued, maybe even this morning, decisions were made out of that emotional spirit or out of that simple-mindedness or out of that just, I got to make a decision, therefore I'll do it. God, I pray that you would work in their hearts and their minds in realizing that that's not wise. That path leads to foolishness. It leads to hurt and pain and destruction. And God, I pray that each and every one of us would look at where we are and go, okay, am I making myself more vulnerable? Am I opening myself up to people to take advantage of my gullibility? Am I just choosing to be ignorant of a situation because it's easier? God, I pray that we would not choose to stay where we are. We'd look to wisdom as she calls to each and every one of us, I don't want this for you. God, if we will begin to follow that path, if we will begin to follow the way of wisdom as it draws us to your heart, your love and your understanding, your insight and discernment, God, you give us the strength, because it's hard. It's hard to be disciplined when every decision comes at us, and sometimes it feels like it's coming at us like balls in a batting cage. And God, we just need to make sometimes split-second decisions. God, I pray that we build into our decision-making process the way of wisdom so that we can be wise and we can receive all the blessings you have for us. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who gave his life so we could have life. In his name we pray. Amen.